Q106.7 weather.
Here's your KQNK forecast. Slight chance for storms today. Otherwise, sunshine mixed with clouds at times. Daytime highs approaching 99. Winds out of the south, 10 to 15 miles per hour. Mainly clear skies tonight. Slight chance for storms. Lows dip down to about 73. Chance of thunderstorms tomorrow. Daytime highs approaching 99. Mainly clear skies. From the Weatherology Weather Center, I'm staff meteorologist Laura Lockwood. Currently, it's 70 degrees.
You're listening to the Kansas Information Network.
Hi, I'm Felicia Rolfe. Here are today's headlines from 12 News. A Sedgwick County jury convicts a Wichita mother in the death of her 2-year-old son in 2019. A jury found Stephanie Aviles guilty of first-degree murder, child abuse, and endangerment. Her boyfriend, Bernardo Gonzalez Mejia, faces the same charges and stands trial in December. A Tennessee man will spend nearly 6 years in prison after running a multi-million dollar Ponzi scheme. Prosecutors say victims in Kansas were among those he scammed, claiming he would invest their money. A K-State football player recovering after suffering a medical emergency during practice. The team says offensive lineman George Fitzpatrick was taken to the hospital in Topeka, but did not say what caused his condition. In Wichita, Felicia Rolfe, 12 News.
You're listening to the Kansas Information Network.
Hear that? That's the sound of your life. Perfectly imperfect. Beating in rhythm to the world you've created. But every time you drive after drinking, the music gets drowned out. Your life sounds pretty great. Don't let a buzz ruin it. Buzz driving is drunk driving. Don't drive buzzed. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
More than 6 million Americans are living with Alzheimer's disease, and two-thirds are women. Hi, I'm Cherie Sample Hughes, Chair for Women in Government. Alzheimer's disease progresses slowly over 10 to 20 years in stages. Recognizing symptoms early could help make a difference. A timely diagnosis may allow for more options, including access to emerging care. Speak with your doctor to see if testing is the right next step for you and your family. Find more information at womeningovernment.org.
Good morning, I'm Natalie Hadley with your KQNK News. Brought to you by Firebolt Ag, LLC, serving all of your chemical and fertilizer needs. According to the Kansas Department of Labor, the unemployment rates in May for local Kansas counties includes Indicator 3.3%, Phillips 3.5%, Graham 3.8%, Sheridan 2.8%, and Norton County at 3.3%. Although many Northwest counties saw increases in their unemployment rates in June, most counties remained at or below 4%, though the rates in Gove and Trigo counties were up 0.6% to 4%, and Russell County's unemployment rate was up to 4.1%. Preliminary estimates reported by the Labor Market Information Division of the Kansas Department of Labor and the Bureau of Labor Statistics shows a seasonally adjusted unemployment rate statewide of 3.8% in June. This is unchanged from 3.8% in May and an increase from 3.6% in June of 2024. And the labor force participation rate for Kansas stayed the same at 67% in June. Seasonally adjusted job estimates for Kansas indicate total non-farm payroll employment increased by 3,800 from May, and total non-farm includes private sector and government employers. Private sector jobs increased by 3,200 over the month, while government jobs increased by 600. The largest job gains in the private sector were in private education and health services, which was up by 1,900 jobs, and the largest decrease was in construction, down 800 jobs. Since June 2024, Kansas's seasonally adjusted total non-farm jobs have increased by 10,300, and this change is due to an increase of 6,700 private sector jobs and an increase of 3,600 government jobs. According to the National Agricultural Statistics Service, Kansas Crop Progress and Condition Report, for the week ending July 20th, there were 5.6 days suitable for field work. Topsoil moisture supplies rated 6% very short, 22% short, 65% adequate, and 7% surplus, and subsoil moisture supplies rated 10% very short, 23% short, 63% adequate, and 4% surplus. Winter wheat harvested was 97%, near the 99% last year and the 94% for the five-year average. The corn condition rated 1% very poor, 8% poor, 27% fair, 47% good, and 17% excellent. Corn silking was 61%, behind the 74% last year and near the 64% average. And dough was 24%, near the 28% last year and the 21% average. Soybean conditions rated 1% very poor, 6% poor, 29% fair, 53% good, and 11% excellent. Soybeans emerged was 95%, behind the 100% last year and near the 99% average. Blooming was 51%, near the 49% last year and equal to the average. And setting pods was 17%, near 15% both last year and the average. Sorghum condition rated 1% very poor, 4% poor, 30% fair, 50% good, and 15% excellent. And sorghum headed was 7%, behind the 17% last year and the 15% average. Pasture and range conditions rated 3% very poor, 10% poor, 30% fair, 49% good, and 8% excellent. The Kansas Department of Agriculture will be in Manhattan this summer as they discuss growth opportunities for agriculture at the 10th Annual Kansas Governor's Summit on Agricultural Growth on Thursday, August 14th at the K-State Alumni Center in Manhattan, followed by a networking event also at the K-State Alumni Center. The summit will feature breakout sessions this year, which will focus on issues related to research and value-added opportunities as they relate to agricultural sectors. The schedule of this year's version of this annual event will vary from the past years, as this summit will take place in the afternoon following a light lunch, with a traditional social taking place after the summit rather than the evening prior. Due to the generosity of sponsors, there's no cost to attend the AgGrow Summit events, but it's important that attendees register by August 1st to guarantee a meal. And after that date, walk-ins will be accepted as the space allows. Registration and a rough agenda can be found at agriculture.ks.gov/summit. All farmers, ranchers, agribusiness owners, and industry professionals are welcome at the 2025 AgGrow Summit. So if you're committed to working for agricultural growth in Kansas, you can join them in this effort. If you have questions about the 2025 Kansas Governor's Summit on Agricultural Growth, you can contact Auburn Wasberg at 785-564-6799. In Nebraska news on Monday, Governor Pillen issued a disaster declaration after the severe thunderstorms in Dawson County. The governor's office stated that the storms on June 29th and 30th brought high winds and heavy rain, causing significant damage to public property and infrastructure. And according to Governor Pillen, the storm inflicted millions of dollars in damage to Norris Public Power District infrastructure. Pillen has directed the Nebraska Adjutant General, Major General Craig Strong, who also serves as a state disaster coordinator, to activate state emergency plans. The disaster declaration will free up state resources to help the area as it works to address damage and other problems. And according to Pillen, Nebraska will likely seek a presidential disaster declaration to aid in the recovery from the storms. In response to declining water levels at Harlan County Lake, officials have announced the closure of a popular boat ramp. In a press release on Monday, the U.S. Army Corps of Engineers said the Methodist Cove boat ramp will temporarily close to ensure public safety, because as of Monday, the lake elevation stands at 1,937.40 feet, which is down from last week's 1,938.03 feet. So with the water levels continuing to drop, the ramp is no longer safe to use. Officials said they understand this may be disappointing news to their lake visitors, and their top priority is ensuring safe recreational access, and they're closely monitoring conditions to determine when it will be safe to open. Temporary closure signs have been placed at the boat ramp entrance, and at this time, there's no set timeline for reopening the boat ramp. Updates regarding the boat ramp, low water ramp alternatives, and irrigation releases will be posted on the Harlan County Lake Facebook page. I'll be back with more in just a moment.
Firebolt Ag is a full-service fertilizer and chemical retailer. They customize products for individual farmers' needs, with the primary focus being customer profitability. Let Josh and Jack help you get the most out of your farm ground. They also provide in-house marketing with Ron Wall of Flatwater Solutions. Visit Ron in Phillipsburg or call Josh at 785-854-8484 or Jack at 308-840-2819. Firebolt Ag, your leader in agriculture.
The Kansas Department of Transportation is scheduled to begin a resurfacing project on a portion of U.S. 24 in Thomas County the week of July 28th. The project work will involve milling and overlay on 8.5 miles of the highway, starting at the east city limits of Colby and ending just east of the U.S. 83 intersection. The traffic will be reduced to one lane through the areas where crews are actively working and directed by flaggers in a pilot car, so motorists should plan for delays of 15 minutes or less during the daylight hours. This project work is expected to be completed in mid-September, conditions permitting. And for more information, you can contact the Kansas Department of Transportation Area Construction Manager, Todd Anderson, at todd.anderson@ks.gov. According to the unofficial minutes of the Norton County Board of Commissioners meeting that was held on June 23rd, Chairman Marvin Matchett called the meeting of the Norton County Board of Commissioners to order at 9 a.m. in the commission room, and in attendance were Chairman Marvin Matchett, Commissioner Garrett Beidler, Commissioner Richard Thompson, County Attorney Abigail Horn, County Clerk Craig Renner, Norton County Hospital CEO Kevin Fonder, Director of Nursing Sarah Moore, and Hospital Security Officer Lacey Neinmeyer. Lacey Neinmeyer presented the hospital plan for the planned new security officer position. The position is to be an all-call position with the analysis of past instances of security needs. The hospital is asking the county to increase their annual budget by $10,000. After discussion and the exchange of ideas, Commissioner Beidler moved that the mill levy is to be increased from 3.25 mills to 3.35 mills. This should generate between $7,000 to $8,000 in tax revenue to cover the increased costs of the security officer. Commissioner Thompson seconded the motion, and the motion carried 3-0. The hospital then reported that they had not received this sales tax allocation for April and May from the treasurer's office, and Clerk Renner was asked to inquire about the status of the funds. Road and Bridge Supervisor Terry Laughlin and Road and Bridge Secretary Cherie Milnes joined the meeting, and they presented the department's budget for 2026. Undersheriff Adam Wallmeyer joined the meeting and presented the Sheriff's Department's budget for 2026. After an executive session to discuss non-elected personnel with Chairman Matchett, Commissioner Beidler, Commissioner Thompson, Clerk Renner, and County Attorney Horn, they returned to the meeting with no action taken. County Appraiser Mindy Harding joined the meeting, and she presented her updated contract. After discussion, it was decided that language clarification was needed, and the commission would address the contract at the June 30th meeting. Mindy then reminded the commission that a contract was needed to be in place and emailed to the Division of Property Valuation of the Kansas Department of Revenue by June 30th for the July 1st, 2025 deadline. Commissioner Matchett reported that he had attended the Twin Creek Extension meeting on Wednesday, June 18th in Hill City. He said Sheridan County and Decatur County have requested to be allowed to leave the Twin Creek Extension effective January 1st, 2026, and this leaves Graham and Norton County as the remaining counties in the Twin Creek Extension. The Twin Creek Extension voted to allow Sheridan County and Decatur County to leave. The commission was informed that Kay Camp Legal Counsel, Norton County's liability insurance provider, was on the telephone, and at 10:58 a.m., Commissioner Beidler moved to go into executive session under the attorney-client privilege exception with Chairman Matchett, Commissioner Beidler, Commissioner Thompson, Clerk Renner, and K-Camp Legal Counsel Kevin Casey by phone. County Attorney Horn left the meeting at 10:58 to recuse herself in this legal matter. At 11:28 a.m., the commission came out of the executive session with no action taken. Road and Bridge Supervisor Terry Laughlin and Ernie Sheets joined the meeting at 11:29 a.m. to discuss the Road and Bridge's employment needs. Clerk Renner presented the Clerk and Election Department's budgets for 2026. Commissioner Thompson moved to accept the minutes of the June 16, 2025 Commissioners' meeting, and the motion carried, and Commissioner Thompson then moved to adjourn the meeting. Chairman Matchett adjourned the meeting at 12:50 p.m. I'm Natalie Hadley. Your KQNK News was brought to you by Firebolt Ag, LLC, farmers helping farmers to succeed. You can contact Firebolt Ag today to get the most out of your farmland. Your KQ&K weather forecast is being brought to you by Hinkle Termite and Pest Control, your Norton experts for all of your pest control needs. Your forecast for today, it should be partly cloudy this morning and then mostly sunny with a slight chance of thunderstorms this afternoon and highs in the upper 90s with southeast winds of 5 to 15 miles per hour, which should become south 15 to 20 miles per hour this afternoon, and the chance of precipitation is 20%. For tonight, it should be mostly clear with a 20% chance of thunderstorms and lows in the lower 70s with south winds of 10 to 20 miles per hour. On Wednesday, it should be mostly sunny with a chance of thunderstorms in the afternoon and hot with highs in the upper 90s and south winds of 10 to 15 miles per hour. The chance of precipitation Wednesday is 30%. And on Wednesday night, there'll be increasing clouds with a 50% chance of thunderstorms and humid with lows in the mid-60s and south winds of 5 to 15 miles per hour. I'll be back with the rest of your forecast in just a moment.
When you've got bugs, we know what a nuisance that can be.
Lock 'em out. From Hinkle Termite and Pest Control, Lock 'em Out is our very effective residential insect prevention program. We'll come to your place and treat your foundation plus all insect entryways. And while we're there, receive a free termite inspection. Call Mr. Rich Wenzel, our certified technician in Norton, at 785-202-0167. That's 202-0167.
Continuing with your weather forecast, on Thursday, it should be mostly cloudy in the morning and then partly cloudy with a slight chance of thunderstorms in the afternoon and humid with highs in the upper 80s and north winds of 5 to 10 miles per hour. The chance of precipitation Thursday is 20%. On Friday, should be partly cloudy with highs in the lower 90s. On Saturday, mostly sunny and hot with highs in the upper 90s. On Sunday, should be sunny and hot with highs around 100. And on Mondays, sunny and hot with highs from 100 to 105. Currently, with fair conditions, it is 77 degrees. The humidity is 57%. The wind speed is east at 13 miles per hour. The barometric pressure is 29.87. The dew point is 61 degrees. And the current heat index is 79 degrees. Your weather was brought to you by Hinkle Termite and Pest Control right here in Norton. You can call Hinkle Termite and Pest Control at 785-202-0167 for all of your pest control needs. It is 8:22 and it's time for Kansas Sports. That's being brought to you by United Northwest Federal Credit Union, where everything they do for you.
Save more, earn more with the Easy Saver account at the United Northwest Federal Credit Union. Enrollment in this program automatically rounds up the amount of all debit card and share draft purchases made from your checking account to the next whole dollar and deposits into the Easy Saver savings account. Not only will this account help you save, but it also earns 2.01% APY monthly. Special terms and conditions apply. Come in today and open your Easy Saver account at the United Northwest Federal Credit Union, where everything we do for you. NCUA insured.
KIN Sports, I'm Spencer Dupuy. Kansas State men's basketball received an interesting boost on Sunday as senior guard CJ Jones announced he is departing the transfer portal and returning to the Wildcats. Jones averaged 5.7 points per game and nearly 20 minutes of action each game for the Wildcats last season. His returning production is the most among all players back for another year with the program. K-State likely isn't done adding, and they can at least add to the end of the summer. The roster currently stands at CJ Jones, a returnee, Moby Ike Garuka, another returnee, Taj Manning, redshirt junior guard forward returnee, and David Castillo returnees. They've got six transfers in: Kamari McGriff, redshirt senior forward, Nate Johnson, redshirt senior guard, Marcus Johnson, graduate forward, Abdi Bashir, junior guard, PJ Haggerty, redshirt junior guard, and Stephen Osi, a sophomore center. He'll redshirt this upcoming season, though. The team will also add three freshmen: Andre Kustich, a guard, Elias Rapaku, a guard and forward, and Zay Wilson, another guard. Kansas Information Network Sports, I'm Spencer Dupuy.
Get set to rock the plane. 2 days of the hottest country music, camping, and fun at Tuttle Creek State Park in Manhattan, August 8th and 9th, featuring Randy Rogers Band, Casey Donahue, Aaron Watson, never going out of style, Josh Abbott Band, Pat Green, and Mel. many more. Get your tickets, get camping information, and complete lineup at rocktheplains.com.
Hear that? That's the sound of your life. Perfectly imperfect. Beating in rhythm to the world you've created. But every time you drive after drinking, the music gets drowned out. Your life sounds pretty great. Don't let a buzz ruin it. Buzz driving is drunk driving. Don't drive buzzed. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
It's true, many of us spend more time thinking about what's for dinner than preparing for retirement. But if you think your retirement needs deserve more attention, I agree, and I'd like to help. I'm Edward Jones Financial Advisor Philip Eisernhagen. Together we can give your long-term retirement strategy the attention it deserves. Stop by our office at 418 East Holm here in Norton or call 877-3373. Edward Jones, Making Sense of Investing, member SIPC.